everyone. They have an excellent turnout of trustees. A few others will be joining us later this morning. They meet later this week in Frankfurt, so unfortunately won't be able to stay for the entire meetings. A couple of things that I wanted to do was report on a meeting of the Advisory Council to the FASB, FASAC. And I've made a practice of trying to go to one or two of those meetings each year simply because there is so much common ground between what the FASB is doing and us. Their meeting earlier this month had three items of particular interest, being leases, impairment, and closure. I may have a few observations to make as later in the meeting as we deal with leases and impairment. The disclosure discussion was interesting. They were talking about disclosure overload, I'll use that term, in the context of interim disclosures, which in the U.S. means quarterly reporting. And a slightly different environment than most of us have to endure. And it was a very interesting discussion. They really meandered through all of the pros and cons, rather like we did in the context of annual financial statements. And the upshot, they do have a project underway to try and lighten the load on interim disclosures. Really, based on that conversation, there was no agreement that there was a problem, or if there was a problem, what the problem is, whether it's too much, too little, complexity. The most interesting takeaway for me was they also had a discussion of whether it was worth the effort. You know, does the marketplace really attach any value to these, especially quarterly reports? And the consensus seemed to be that the information in the quarterlies wasn't of any particular value, that there were so many other things that are fed into the market before the quarterlies are released. And I was wondering where that was going to take them. But where they landed was a very solid affirmation on the importance of interim reporting, not because of the content, but because of the discipline. And their sense was that because of the fact of interim reporting, that invokes a higher level of rigor, discipline, and that same rigor and discipline spills over to the other disclosures, because the last thing they want is to have an inconsistency between what comes out in an earnings release as opposed to quarterly. So I found that a little bit of a surprise. The other thing I thought I would mention is they have a project underway on, and it's interesting. They are working on, I wouldn't call it something that's similar to IFRS, but they are, in their private company sector, trying to develop a lighter touch. And some of those good ideas are now thought to have equal merit for public companies. So they have a project underway to potentially, not so much the disclosure reductions, because those disclosure reductions were motivated by the thought that in a private company, lenders can always ask for additional information. Can't do that with a public company. But things like goodwill impairment, serious difficulties. If there's a simpler way of doing it, or reverting to amortization for a private company, they are going to consider why similar logic wouldn't apply for a public company as well. So that's something keep an eye on it at very early days, so I'm not sure just where it might take them. But they do intend to sort of try and at least evaluate the changes that are being proposed for private companies in the context of their programs for public companies. On the Canadian front, I can absolutely guarantee that every major insurance company is. So welcome when you come to in a positive sense, a very, very important project, and I think that's healthy, although perhaps late side. category of better late than never. Done with that.